You're listening to an Anna Zal Ministries podcast.
All right. Welcome, Captivate Patreon folks. It is Christian and I and our Prisoner of Azkaban episode bonus question. And our bonus question for y'all that we are going to answer, and we'd love to hear your answer too in Discord or tweet us or comment on Instagram or on the YouTube comments. Wait, I don't know if this is going on YouTube. I don't think it is. I lied. But you can if you want to reach out, if you just want to pick a random video and talk about Prisoner of Azkaban. But our question is, if you could use the time turner or dictate what Harry and Hermione did with it, what would be one thing you would add to the list of things to accomplish or change that didn't happen in the story?
For me, I'll go with my joke answer first. That's not really a joke as I feel right now. I would definitely use a time turner to get more sleep. It's like, hey, this version of me, wake up. Let me use the time turner, go back. I'll sleep under the bed or something like that and just get like an hour or two extra. And then I can go to elementary Greek. Yeah, that sounds wonderful to me. Actually be rejuvenated instead of sleeping for 5 to 6 hours and getting up for Greek.
Yeah.
So that's my joke answer. Half joke answer now that I say it more out loud. It's like, oh, man, I really want that. But my actual answer for this question would be, it had to be some way for Harry and Hermione to have enough time to formulate a plan to where they could fake a prophecy, since Harry would have told Hermione what Trelawney would have said. And then Dumbledore trusts that. So either do it in front of a professor that they trust, like Flitwick, or even do it in front of Dumbledore himself. And like, obviously Dumbledore would know it's a fake, but knowing them and knowing as he does in his own Dumbledore way, like we didn't really talk that much in the episode proper. Like he knows they're time traveling the entire time.
Right.
Like he would, okay, I can use this as evidence. People know about prophecies as we see later on in other books. That way, oh, they prophesied it's actually Pettigrew and not Sirius. So prophecies are absolute. Now, there's the whole like lying to save someone's life that could be really useful, especially if that lie gets dispelled later on in the series. So obviously, and it's obviously changes canon forever because this means potentially Sirius could be saved,
right,
from having to go into hiding. But that's not what I think I would do.
Yeah, I love that. You know, even the first one you were talking about the sleep thing, and even like, you know, sleep a little more, and maybe those times where I'm like, I don't have time to go to the gym. You know, wrong. I've got the time turner. I can go to the gym and make the time that I need. Would I do it?
Yes.
You know, that's a great question. Do it. What I need that I need time like the t- and make him the gym can go to the I, I'm turning at the time I've got wrong. No, you know him the gym to go to the time. I don't have like comes around those times. Maybe in maybe more sleep a little sleep. You know, like even like any sleep that the sleep about your talkers when you're doing the first. You know, you love that. Yeah, love, yeah. Right, right, sure. We wouldn't get as great stories, but I think that for Harry, I think it would have been cool if they were able to get Peter Pettigrew destroyed, because then there would be less of an in and less of an opportunity for Voldemort to come back, because all the other people were too afraid or had too much going on. Peter Pettigrew had nothing and fear and loathing for Voldemort, so that's what motivates him, rather than love or whatever, you know. But okay. You look like you got something on your face there. What are you thinking?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of how they could have done that within the series proper. Harry and Hermione acting as agents in this timeline, getting Pettigrew, because they don't know the summoning charm yet. They can't say Accio Scabbers or Accio Peter. They don't know Stupefy yet, so they can't stun him.
Mm.
I'm trying to think, like, how could they get him? And it's bugging me because, like, this is possible, this idea, but like I'm not there yet with how to like solve this mystery.
So who I'm trying to remember at the end when they're in the Shaking Shack, because I feel like, and I can't remember exactly how it goes in the book, but I feel so they put him down and they successfully bring him out of his Animagus form, right, and he's a human again.
Yes,
in the Shaking Shack. But it's, you know, I don't know how it would have, who would have had the motivation to do so. Because wait, is it Sirius who brings him back as a human? Uses Snape's wand.
I think so. I'm trying. We have Remus there. We have Sirius there. We have an unconscious Snape there. Mm-hmm. We have a poor Ron who has his leg messed up. Then we have Harry and Hermione, are probably the most well-off out of anyone there.
Yeah.
And we also have Peter Pettigrew. But, like, but this question is, like, someone using the time turner.
Oh, right. I'm trying to think, in that confusion,
how could they do it?
Yeah, that's true. I had a... Man, because they don't follow the walk. They don't go down the corridor to the Whomping Willow. They wait for them to come back, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, like, the rules, you can't be seen,
right,
or anything like that. So they can't just walk up and say, "Hey, guys, let's do this instead." Because according to how time travel works, that would screw everything up.
Yeah, you're right. Man, and they don't know the killing curse, and they would never use the killing curse.
No.
Man, you know, I had not actually, well, I said this answer, and Christian and I, before this, I was trying to remember what my answer was to this question, but this was my original answer, but I hadn't really thought out the logistics of it. Like, how?
That's okay.
Maybe.
We got time.
Maybe you find okay, I'm thinking about it. So when Peter gets the wand or something, right? When Lupin starts turning into the werewolf, so finding a way to, like, get the wand away so that Peter couldn't get it. Now, like you said, they don't know Accio.
Could they Expelliarmus from a distance without being heard?
You know, I think I'm going to say yes, because you don't, especially if you're in the woods, you're like,
they don't Hermione. Know nonverbal spells yet.
Right. Hermione could probably be in the background and be like, because they throw rocks right behind a pumpkin patch. So
yeah.
So they could probably, she could probably be like, Expelliarmus, it's gone. And he's like, what just happened?
Yeah. And she could say it softly as possible, because there's mass confusion. Like, Remus is turning into the werewolf, Sirius is trying to take him down. Snape is still unconscious. So depending on whether or not it's the movie, which I think in the book, he's unconscious that whole time.
I think so.
I have
too.
To look at him too. And that's one of my favorite changes to actually do in the movie.
Yeah.
Is he steps in front of them to protect them from Lupin.
Yeah.
So you actually, there's more to Snape there, but, like, to stay back to this question, I think in the mass confusion, no one's going to hear Hermione. She could just whisper Expelliarmus, and they can look and go, well, why'd that wand fly out of his hand? Well, they go, time turner. Oh, well, because you did it in the past. Now we've got it. We've got our new book, Rowling Hyrus.
This is why Christian gets paid the big bucks, because you get goofballs like me making answers, and he's like, how would that even work? And we just figured it out together.
We tag-teamed it.
We did. I like what I was thinking, because I wasn't thinking about the legit, because for some reason I was like, oh yeah, they'll just tell, you know, they'll just get Sirius to freaking, to kill him or something. But I like this version better, because it prevents murder and potentially they could just sick Remus as a werewolf on Peter Pettigrew, and it would be less of a murder ? That's what I'm going with.
Collateral damage.
Yeah, there you go. I think we can categorize Pettigrew's death as collateral damage easily.
Yeah. For the greater good.
we're utilitarians here on systematic ecology.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Joshua's favorite word.
Yeah. yeah. This is I think our question. Anything you want to add to your answer, or any critiques you want to give to mine?
I think we've covered yours. Let me go back to mine, because, like, my original idea was like, oh, just do it in front of Trelawney. She's the divination professor. Of course, she would back you up. And then you go, wait, what do people think of her? Everyone thinks she's a quack.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't work. So I had to do that to myself before we started. So I think it would have to be someone they trust. That trusts them. It would have to be someone like Flitwick or Dumbledore, because it couldn't be Hagrid, because people go, oh, that half giant, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Right.
Or even McGonagall would be a good choice. Like, she's a very stern, like, this is what's happening, you better believe me kind of person. So I would choose out of those, probably those three. Maybe even throw Sprout in there potentially, but I think they have a better relationship. Not that they hate her or anything, but, like,
oh, yeah,
they know the
close.
Other professors better.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you thought this through, right? Because, like you said, Trelawney is, she's made some prophecies, right? But she's like, she's over the hill. Like, she's past her prime, all that stuff. What's the centaur teacher? Like, he hasn't really.
Ferenz, and he doesn't show up just yet.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Of course, the wizarding world wouldn't want to believe a centaur.
Ah, so true. You know. Yeah, he's a half-breed. Dang it. Yeah, you're so right. Darn you, wizarding world prejudice. Yeah, this is a Christian. This is, you get someone who is a seasoned writer like Christian Ashley, who also has books that you can buy, right? People can buy your books, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, you should buy his books.
MC Ashley, Amazon, or you can look me up on starvingwritersguild.com.
Ooh, boom, right there. Get his books. I need to get multiple books because I haven't, because I'm a terrible person. But here's my thing. Time Turner, I'm going back in time, and now multiple time selves are buying your book.
I will tell you what I tell all my friends. It is not a requirement of our friendship for you to ever buy one of my books, but I will always be happy to take your money.
Spoken like a true artist. All right, y'all. Join us next time for another Harry Potter, you know, when we come back and do our Goblet of Fire. Obviously, we'll be here for multiple bonus questions, but me, Christian, and hopefully Judy will be back with another bonus question for the Goblet of Fire. And we will catch you all on the flip side. Many smooches.
This was an Anna's Isle Ministries podcast. If you enjoyed this show and would like to learn more about our network, be sure to check out the Anna's Isle Ministries Podcast Network.